Music writers called 2021 the year of the sad girl, the year women in music leaned fully into their sorrow, pain, and anger for material. Those emotions also often fuel introspection and fresh starts. Prefiero estar sola, así me gusta mi pasar las horas, sin pensar en nada sé. The singer Riela found one way to work through sadness and heartbreak in perreo, the grinding dance that, accompanied by reggaeton, has been booming out of the Caribbean for decades. The Panamanian-Cuban musician's new EP is called Llorar y Perrear, and Riela joins us now from Los Angeles. Riela, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Llorar y Perrear, it means crying and grinding. These two forms of expression that on the surface seem to kind of conflict with each other. Why did you name your album that?
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, when I'm going through emotions, especially sad ones, like I like to distract myself. My favorite way to do it is really just like dance with my cousin and then like dance with my friends. And what I would say, like the thing that really like helps me shake it off is really like perreando.
What is it about perreo for you that helps you process, you know, sadness?
I feel like it's not so technical, and it's very just much about feeling the music and just like letting your body move. Before the pandemic, I was always like, I'm such a bad dancer. I don't know how to perrear. Like, wow, like what's wrong with me? And, you know, I had the time to kind of practice and learn and gain the confidence. And with perreo, I think comes confidence.
I want to listen to one of the songs on your album. It's called If You Let Me. As the light is dim and sun is down, hear the sirens, hear the trumpet sound. Feeling crazy, why is it all so low? If everything is ending, turn it down. Tell me about this song.
You know, I think that If You Let Me really just talks about how, you know, you're giving so much to a person and they're not necessarily allowing you in to their space, and they love you, but you know, there's these walls around. And towards the end of the song, it really just talks about how like kind of just giving up on trying with that person because, you know, you've offered so much and they haven't taken anything, and you know, you have to like take a step back and have some self-respect and just kind of accept it for what it is and move on.
This is your second EP, which like your first, Tranquila y Tropical, was inspired by your interest in tarot cards, I understand.
Yes.
Your first album was based on the card for the Fool. This one is focused on the Star. What is the symbolism there?
So a tarot deck is the Fool's journey. So it starts at the Fool and the deck goes all the way towards the end, and it's the Magician. So the Fool represents like somebody that's wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and very optimistic. And for me, it's like somebody that's open to many things, especially when it comes to romantic relationships. And the Star represents a person that's able to separate the emotions, like the heart and the head. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the emotions, but you won't let it get in the way of, you know, your ultimate goal, slash you won't let it turn you into like a hard or cold person, regardless of how people receive your care and your love.
Is there a song on Llorar y Perrear that really reflects that evolution within yourself?
I think that Plutón is something that I was like, you know what, I'm not okay with the way someone's treating me or this person's treating me. But I am going to retreat and just like focus on myself and kind of go on my little own planet and like get a little recluse.
I was wondering about the name of that. So it's literally the planet you're talking about.
Yes. So my friend Angela Rodriguez, she's a really close collaborator. She's written a lot of the songs with me. I was telling her, I was like, dude, I wish I could just like put myself in like a little spaceship and like ship myself off to Pluto or something. And she's like, oof. She's like, that's a song seed. And we got to sit down with Dave Hamlin, who's the producer of the song, and he's an actual genius. And then we told him the concept. He was like, I love it. We're thinking weird. We're thinking different. We're thinking very left. And I'm like, yes. He picks up a vinyl and he puts it on his record player. And he's like, do you like these drums? And I was like, yeah, they're sick. He records them. He isolates them in the session. And that's like, those are the drums that you hear like
Something I like about your album is the way that you float back and forth between English and Spanish, sometimes within just a single line or a single lyric. You're from Miami. Is that a product of how people talk there?
Absolutely. I talk about it with my friends all the time that in Miami, we don't really speak Spanish and we don't really speak English. It's a Spanglish.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up, speaking with my parents, speaking with my grandma. That's just the way we speak over there.
Are there other parts of your background that you are very obviously influencing your work on this album? You're Cuban and Panamanian. Are those influences in your music too?
Yeah, of course. You know, I always use influences of like reggaeton in my music. And okay, hot take. Reggaeton was made in Panama. I know people are going to say it's Puerto Rico, but if you look at the history, most people say, I say, it's Panamanian. But then I remember that any time that we were driving to Miami Beach to go to the beach, me, my mom, my brother, my sister, my mom would always turn on the radio station, Power 96, and they would play Ashanti and Ja Rule and J-Lo, and those are the influences that also come from my background.
That's Riela. Her new EP is Llorar y Perrear. Riela, thanks so much for joining us. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.